Tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra.
In your start with pleasure, boom she pleasure.
Mason just won their second A10 tournament game of all time. I'm hyped. Everyone's hyped. Let's start it off. What did you see from Mason today? How'd they come back from 16 points down, Petey?
UMass was insanely hot to start off the game. I think it was looking pretty bad when it was 28-14 at one point in the first half. But I think they hit seven of their first eight threes. Mason was 1 for 8 from three at one point, and UMass just could not miss. So I think there was a little bit of an element of, you know, UMass has to cool down at some point. Not everything they shoot's going to go in. But, geez, it looked pretty bad for the first, like, 10 minutes of the first half at least.
It sort of flipped the script, too, because, like, we're used to Mason building up these huge leads, right? And
right.
And then we end up blowing them. Instead, you know,
And it's gone both ways all season, too. Because remember, in the beginning of the season, we had the opposite problem where we would just get our doors blown off out of the gates. And then I think the whole chip away.
And the whole
blowing big leads thing, I think, started right before conference play. So this was kind of a return to form. But I think Mason fought back. I was really surprised that we went into halftime tied. Because I think when we did get down by 14 or 16, whatever it was, I was thinking, like, let's just get this to single digits at halftime and we'll be good.
Yeah,
right?
I was like hopeful for just a 10-point deficit. Yeah. Right?
And not only did we tie it before half, but we tied it on like a monster putback dunk by Calixt.
And you bring up a great point. The freshmen came to play. I mean, Javon Green put up some really meaningful minutes. I think he put up double-digit points. Mar put up some big points. Calix and AJ get you know, a lot of Paulson's credit in the postgame presser, that they did a lot of the little things. They boxed out. They got rebounds, offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
The freshmen were huge.
It's a great point, and we needed it too, because I think Boyd was 1 for 5. Grayer was 1 for 9. Kyer was like 3 for 12. Even Otis's shot wasn't falling. Otis finished with 21 points.
His free throw shot was falling.
He kept getting to the line, which is awesome.
And I think he was able to do that because they sat in a zone the whole time. And we've seen zone so many times this season that when you put Mar in the middle, he kind of creates that space. And then we were even setting high ball screens on the zone, which allowed Otis to get around and attack. And I don't think UMass, you know, had the poise to just kind of not foul. I mean, they kept bodying Otis. And Otis is a smaller guy, so it's not hard to toss him around. But he got to the line a ton. I think, you know, he was 10 for 10, you said.
10 for 10 in the second half. 14 for 14 from the free throw line. Yeah.
That's
MVP.
Like, we didn't get any type of favoritism, though. Like,
no.
Everybody was getting calls. So, I mean, we can't really be angry.
In fact, we could almost blame the refs for, like,
potentially almost blowing the game.
Right.
The refs were bizarre. I don't know if I'd describe it any other way. I mean, if I'm, you know, they made some awful calls against Mason, I thought. I also thought they made some awful calls against UMass. It was just sort of a strangely officiated game. Yeah, they were very consistent. They had that one bailout call, which I think is where you were going, where Mason played just a fantastic defensive possession,
and
Boyd was all over UMass number 42 there, and he was about to get a shot clock violation, and then the referees bailed him out with a phantom foul call.
So Petey's, you know, he's been our A10 guy. You can follow him at Petey Buckets. He's doing a live blog on GiantKiller.co of every single game. He's getting super right now because he's missing Duquesne versus Richmond. So can you give us a little?
He's about the only guy in the building that really wants to see.
I'm the sick bastard that can't wait to go back to the floor to watch Duquesne and Richmond. Yeah.
So can you give before we're going to let you? We're going to excuse you a little bit early. Can you give us just kind of a preview of what you think we'll see from St. Joe's?
Yeah, so the thing that worries me about St. Joe's is that Shavar Newkirk has looked really, really good over his last 8 or 10 games. Shavar Newkirk was really balling out through, I think, 10 or 12 games last season before he tore his ACL. So when he came back this season, he wasn't quite himself. But he's really returned to form recently. He's a big time scorer. He's kind of small. He's only a little bit bigger than Otis, but he can absolutely fill it up. So I think that we're going to see a lot of Shavar Newkirk. Last game, remember, against St. Joe's, they were without James Demery, who was third team all conference in the A-10 this year. So I think it's going to be a battle. I think St. Joe's is a really good team. I think that they're probably a little bit better than their 10-8 record, because if you look at their point differential, they lost 8 games in the A-10, but they lost 6 of those by one possession. So St. Joe's,
two of them by us.
Two of them to us at the buzzer, one at the hands of Otis and one at the hands of Ian Boyd. So
I got a quick question, though. Do you think that us playing Pipkins today benefits us for how we could prepare for Newkirk tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't really know, but I will say that Pipkins had 31 points on like 11 shots today. So.
Right, super efficient. But right. It's got to help to get sort of that momentum going.
Yeah,
I know that someone asked that in the postgame presser. Does it help to have a game under your belt? I think when you win a tight one,
right,
it definitely should.
Dave's answer was hilarious, by the way, because right. He said, ask me tomorrow at 4:30,
right,
which will coincidentally be when the game is over. I don't know. Shavar Newkirk, he's scary, so we'll see.
Will we get our second 3-game sweep on a team tomorrow at 2:30?
I hope so. I mean, that's so weird.
We don't want hope, though. We want to hear your actual prediction.
Yeah. So we play UMass, who we beat in overtime twice this year. And then tomorrow we play St. Joe's, who we beat at the buzzer twice this year. The A-10's just been so bizarre. I think
it's a coin flip.
What's that?
It's a coin flip, right?
It's a coin flip, man. I think Mason's got to come out strong. We can't keep playing with fire and playing with these gigantic deficits in the first half. I think Mason, I think they come out strong, and I think we need another freshman contribution like that, because I still don't think Jair Greer is fully healthy. And then if Boyd and if Kyer don't really get it going, then we're going to need everything that we can get from Javon, AJ, and Greg.
Awesome. Yeah. Petey, get to the game. We'll finish up
this
podcast.
We'll let you go.
Thanks for hopping in.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jonesy?
Yeah?
What'd you think of the fan turnout?
Ooh, considering like you're a few metro stops away, you're a quick ride down 66. I was a little disappointed,
right?
You know, it's
it did kind of seem like that pregame party popped, and actually as soon as we finish this, we're gonna go over there. Hopefully there's probably not Mason
it's
fans,
probably dead by now,
but at least me and you will have a celebratory high five.
Odd. but you know, I
it looked like it had good turnout.
I think tomorrow we're gonna definitely see a bigger turnout. I think we're gonna at least see a third more show up. A lot of people don't want to show up to the first game.
Right.
You know, if you show up and you lose, like, what's the point? But I think the hype's real. I think it's a Friday. People are gonna take the day off. St. Joe's, kind of a big pool. You know, people want to see the Hawk. They want to see if it dies. And there's really no excuse. I mean, if you didn't show up today, okay, you're
right,
at
classes
work.
Or
sure,
work.
We get it.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, take the day off. I took the day off.
In fact, I'm actually just working through it all. But you know, I'm excited. I mean, that first game, the VCU Dayton game, came down to, you know, it was a close game. Both games last night were close. I mean, you shouldn't even just be here to watch the Mason game. You should be watching
just basketball. I mean, and some of these games are a hell of a lot better than the ACC tournament.
And it's, you know, the tickets are pretty cheap. So you know,
we wouldn't know though.
We're in the press room, so we're not trying to be too loud.
Air quotes, yeah. Because we're actually in just the Wizards practice facility.
Right. I mean, I want to go nuts right now and start just like celebrating and cheersing and belly bumping with Chris Jones. But
give it about, you know, 15 minutes.
What I did see, I mean, I think you said it earlier, and I think, you know, we need to reiterate. The freshmen really came to play. Calixt, I mean, Green was on Pipkins. And, you know, we had a couple people tweeting at us, you know, Green's not playing that well. You know, he can't guard this guy. I was like, I think that's a short-sighted opinion, because Pipkins can ball. And Green was kind of holding his own. He had 2 steals. He had a couple big defensive stands towards the end of the game there where they were clearly going to go to Pipkins. So, I mean, you can't say enough. I mean, Mar
Green,
stepped up again.
Yeah, there's just like an energy with the youth. And, you know, the team just kind of fed off of that. Like, Green hit a deep three, and it just kind of revitalized the team. Everybody kind of fed off that. And, yeah, the upperclassmen didn't show up today, but, hell, hopefully they show up tomorrow.
And not only did they not show up, but it's something worth talking about, that Greer if not benched, didn't play much towards the end of the game.
Yeah, the only meaningful, you know, play that I saw, he added like a pretty crucial block, added a new headband. I mean, that's
so he still kind of wonder. I mean, we did interview him and he said, you know, he's not injured and, you know, but I think you got to believe that
something's up.
But and we need you. So if you're listening, Grayer.
Yeah, you're like my favorite player, by the way. Straight up.
So, you know, but thank God that the youth was there. AJ was just extremely active, getting tip-ins. He actually shot well from the line.
Yeah, his stroke's really nice.
Right. You kind of wish you just saw more of him all year, but, you know, maybe you work up
maybe
to this.
Maybe you were preserving him until now, and you unleash the freshman.
Right. So. And here they are. I mean, I don't think anyone can deny the youth. Otis stepped up again. Kyer, Boyd. You know, they did enough. Sure.
Everyone's going to have a down game. It just happened to be all of our sophomores. Yeah, sophomores.
I mean, essentially anyone. When you look at it, I'm kind of wondering, like, how we won. Like, down 16.
Right.
But
their star put up 31.
Right. Yeah, but we're gritty. You know, I think we stayed the course in the presser. Everyone was talking about just kind of trusting the process. Not something that we've always been able to do. But, you know, I can say that, you know, we're having a ton of fun and you know. I just can't wait to go and
look. We've all, and just to touch back on the trusting the process. We always trusted it, you know. But you're allowed to question it,
right? I mean, that is what we're doing.
Sure,
right? This is media.
If you didn't question it, you'd go down the path with Hewitt, and you'd never stop.
Right. So here we are. We'll be here. Follow us at @ByGeorgeGMU. We're posting, you know, for the first time, which was pretty awesome. We got to go into the locker room and interview players like this was like the NBA or something.
Right.
So that was pretty unique, something that we've never done before. So check us out on Twitter. I interviewed AJ, Kyer, Otis, Green. So just kind of go look for that. I'm going to retweet all this stuff tonight, just so in case you missed it, you're at the game. But we're excited.
Well, and
I love playing on Friday.
I'm going out on this note. Show up. Right? If you don't have a ticket, buy a ticket. I just want to see a little bit more green and gold out there.
Yeah.
Again, it's in our backyard. So.
Right. And, I mean, we beat this team twice.
I know.
Then on to play Rhode Island. I mean.
On Saturday?
That's everything you want. So, guys, this is ByGeorge. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
One final stat, though. We are 3 games away from being in the tournament.
3 games.
Bye.
George.
Googling every corner.